And it comes down to, we're talking about this emotional stress, get rid of it. Never happened in your life. Bi'idhnillah. If you follow what the Prophet ﷺ described here, these 3 points. First of all, alayhi salatu wasalam, what did he tell us to do when calamity strikes? We say what? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And he said, don't use the bad word. It's a very bad word that a lot of us use. Two-letter word, in Arabic and in English. Very bad word. If. Low. He said, don't say low. Don't say if. Don't say if. Don't say it. Why? Because what does if do? He said, opens up the door for shaitan. Shaitan will ruin your life. He will take control of you. He'll make you live in emotional stress. Emotional mess. If I did, if khalas, I didn't do it. Alhamdulillah, this is what happened. There's nothing you can do. You've been defeated. You've lost. A beautiful story. I met a sheikh who's trying to learn English. May Allah make it easy for him. He's from Saudi Arabia. He told me a story. You would imagine he was very well off. He's from a family. They have a lot of money. And he said, I have my money, you know, because he has some stuff from his family and he works. He had 4 bank accounts. And some of them were for, he used to run a Quran center. So that was like, his family had sponsored that. So it was a lot of money in there, but he was just in charge. It wasn't his money. He had his own personal money. So it was 4 different accounts with different things. Some of it was his mother's money and this. A hacker got into his account. It was outside of Riyadh. And took all of his money. All of his money. He went from being rich to being very poor. He said that he went home and he said, I had 300 riyals in my pocket. Which, how much pounds? You're fresh. Huh? So it's about how much? About, not much, maybe how much? Less than 100 pounds or? 70 pounds. 70 pounds. That's like, and the guy has like, much like a whole bunch of kids and a wife. And he has 75 pounds in his pocket, mashallah. It's all he owns. He said, alhamdulillah. So I went home and I just did my normal routine. Went home, took my nap. He said, my wife is like, what are you doing? How can you not be worried? He said, what can I do? I mean, we're going to file the complaint. We're going to file the... There's nothing. It was gone. He said, I can't change that. And when he tells the story himself, it's really... I'm like, wow, you know, you listen to it. He said, alhamdulillah, I went to the market the next day. He said, I have 3 cars, alhamdulillah. So one of them is like a spare, but it's a good condition. He said, I use it just to go in the desert and stuff like this. Sort of like 70,000 riyals, something like that. He said, I got rid of that. And alhamdulillah, it was enough money to get by until I get paid to the end of the month. And my mother starts going crazy and people put pressure on me. He said, alhamdulillah, it's no problem. After like a year and a half, he gets a call that alhamdulillah, caught the guy and then he gets the money back, alhamdulillah. But subhanAllah, when he went through that, you hear the story, alhamdulillah, it's nothing, I can't change it. So he said, if I did this, if I was more if with the password, khalas, it's gone. So never say if, because it will open up the door of shaitan and he will ruin your life. The second thing is the istikhara. SubhanAllah, the Prophet used to teach the istikhara, as the Sahaba said, like he would teach the surah from the Quran. Because the importance of the effect it has upon you. You made istikhara. You made istishara. You asked the people who are close to you, people who know, what do you think about this? And you made istikhara. Khalas, don't worry. Even if the outcome is not what you want. Say, I made istikhara. I prayed the prayer of istikhara to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I asked them if it's good for me and my deen to guide me to it. If it's bad for me, to take it away from me. Alhamdulillah, so I'm happy. And the third thing, what the Prophet ﷺ said about looking at who is what? Below you. In which aspect? In the deen? In the dunya. The deen, obviously, look at who's better than you. So you can try to reach the same level or try to be like. But we're talking about the dunya. Look at who is below you. Because now, we think we're poor, we're skiing, we don't have this. So we say now, and we think about these things, akhi, looking at who's below us. And there's some people who got some bad situations. So this brother was telling a story when they were feeding the poor. They gave out 10,000 meals the other day, by the way. A brother came to them, a Muslim brother, and he said, I haven't eaten in 3 days. And he said, because when I was waiting for you guys, because I knew when you guys come, I would have a halal meal. So I said, I wanted to take from you, not from the other, because I didn't want to eat. That was just haram. So he was patient. He said, I was just drinking a lot of water, so I wouldn't starve like this. 3 days, man. So look at this. And now we have things. We overeat. We eat too much and we throw out food. This is in our country, in our community. Now I'm talking about in the Horn of Africa, where our brothers are dying of hunger and stuff like that as well. Look, when you go back home, your home country, is a lot of people struggle, man. They go through difficulty. So we said, alhamdulillah. Maybe we're not in the best situation. Alhamdulillah, the situation is also not that bad as well. It's always somebody worse than you. So when you look at life like that, it helps you deal with all the difficulties that you go through in life.
Please like, share and subscribe to the Digital Member YouTube channel and hit the notification bell. Please also like, share and subscribe to our Facebook and Twitter. Links in the description of this video.